All right, so in the middle of a tough sugya, figure out the relationship between the different cases that the Gemara brought. As I mentioned, there are a lot of mahalchim, different mahalchim in the Achrayinim, but we're going to, just to be able to learn a sugya, we're going to stick with the one mahalach that we have so far. And that was that the question here, in all three cases, is related to the issue of whether somebody who has a right of tefisa, that he could grab something in and see in the yadai, whether that gives him a kayak to be magdish. And that's the way we learned the connection between the three different issues here in the Gemara. Now, before we continue with this, I just want to, as an aside, do the last kasha and teretz of Tosfos. We just have 5 minutes that are not hard, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Because Tosfos on the Vav Amud Beis, it's not on the Yavan Aleph, but in the third line, Tosfos talks about the issue of a kayin grabbing matnas kahuna. Does a kayin have a right? I don't know if he has a right to grab it in the first place, but if a kayin grabs stam matnas kahuna, someone's a kayin, he wants to go grab truma. Can he grab truma from someone? Can he keep it? That's a machlokes, the two terutzim here in Tosfos. Tosfos and Toma, amaye metziah miyadei ha'abaylin yomer litein l'kayin acher. Now this is a question, every case, kayin grabs any matnas kahuna. Now there would only be one kayin in the world, when Aaron HaKayin was kayin. So if he's only one kayin in the world, of course he could grab it, because he knows that it's coming, it belongs to Shevet HaKahuna, and he's the only kayin. But there are many kayin in the world. If one kayin grabs matnas kahuna, I have truma, I set it aside, I plan to give it away. And a kayin goes and he grabs it. Can I demand that he return it to me? Or not? So Tosfos, it says from Agamara, it's mashma, kayin could grab. Because here the kayin grabbed the bechar. And if it will be a vadai bechar, then certainly he could keep it. The whole shaila is by a safik bechar. So his kayin could just grab matnas kahuna. So Tosfos has two terutzim in the Gemara, and there's not gemita lahalacha between the two terutzim. First teretz Tosfos says, "Yeshleima b'makirei kahuna." What are makirei kahuna? Makirei kahuna means if a person always gives his matnas kahuna to a certain kayin. Person has an haga that he is always giving one kayin, maybe the kayin is his friend, or the kayin is his neighbor, or his relative. So he gives always to the same kayin he gives his matnas kahuna. So it's interesting. Chazal say that that kayin could come and take on his own now. Now, of course, the Yisrael could change his mind anytime you want, you could change your mind. Because, man, you didn't change your mind, and you're giving to one kayin, that kayin could come and take truma from you, and you can't, there's no stopping him, and he could grab. Let's grab the Gemara in Erevin, that you must be holding near there. The Gemara was it out of a pasuk by David HaMelech that that's the right thing to do. I think there's a kasha in by David where he counts all his officers. So this person was his cipher, and this person was his general, and this person was his kite. So, I mean it was his kite. So Gemara says that was his makirei kahuna. That was the kite he always gave to. And Gemara says that there's a milo to always give to the same kayin, whatever the milo is. So that's Tosfos' first teretz. Comes out from Tosfos' first teretz, stamazai, if a kayin grabs truma, he's not makirei kahuna. Stam, a kayin grabs truma. Does he have to give it back? Comes out for sure. From Tosfos' first teretz, if it wouldn't be makirei kahuna, stam, a kayin comes and grabs. Tosfos' the first teretz holds that you have to give it back. Kayin has no right to grab, it's mine to give to whoever I want. That's what comes out from Tosfos' first teretz. Tosfos' second teretz says, Inami, Eina yachol ataivai. Inami, it's not talking about makirei kahuna, it's a regular kayin. Eina yachol ataivai. Rak taivas anah sheyesh loibai. Ramad yama taivas anah amam. The second teretz of Tosfos holds that stama kayin could grab. Because the truma is not mine. All I have in the truma is Teva Sanoa. Teva Sanoa means I have the right to give it to whomever I want. It's worth something to be able to choose whom to give it to. It's worth something. It's So the whole time he said, no, no, but he has to pay me that small value that it's worth, that I can give it to whomever I want. So according to Tosfos second Teretz, if a kohen grabs truma, he can keep the truma. He has to make an adjustment with me. He's got to pay me an amount for Tosfos Hanor. But if a kohen grabs truma, according to Tosfos second Teretz, it's a good grabbing. He could keep it. So it's a machlokes. Tosfos first Teretz tells a kohen can grab. Tosfos second Teretz tells a kohen good grab. Then Tosfos brings a gemara. The Perek HaZeraya, the Amar Ben Levi, the Chotav Matanta Pritzusuhu, that a Ben Levi who grabs Matanis, it's Pritzus, it's not a fine nida. Mashvah Den Chayv L'Shalim, it's Mashvah, just a bad nida, that you don't have to pay, ain't right. Shema Meiri Kishach Loike Damin Hasam, HaMazik Matanis Kuhuna, Yach Lom Potter. If you Mazik Matanis Kuhuna, or you eat them, a Kayan eats them, he's Potter. L'Chayra, this Gemara in Chulin that Tosfos brings is a riot to Tosfos second Teretz, and it's a tiyufta on Tosfos first Teretz. The Gemara says if a kohen is mazik matnas kuhuna, he's potter. If he's mazik matnas kuhuna, he's potter. Why is he potter? If he's mazik matnas kuhuna, he's potter. Why is he potter? If he grabs it, you hold he has to give it back. So these masochists should also have to pay me for it. No? Hmm? How do you understand? If Tosfos first Teretz says, if a kohen grabs truma from my house, Tosfos the first Teretz says, you've got to give it back to me. So how does that stem with mazik manes kohuna potter? So if he's mazik manes kohuna, he's potter, and if he steals it, he's chayav. Have you ever heard such a thing? Can you think of any other case in the world where somebody, if he steals something from me, he has to pay me back. And if he eats the thing, then he doesn't have to give it back. What's that? How does that fit? What? That's...
This money is, I don't have usage of it. Don't argue. Two ways to the place where I'm arguing that fact. I don't have usage of it. Most of that fact is not with. So if the guy stole it and the payments is still here, so it's like any other gazelle, you return the payments, and I can continue to do what I did with that and give some other kind of tax and all. But once you damaged it where you made it, and I can't do that anymore with it, so maybe it's truma, he's not even truma. So he's not susceptible. So maybe the guy not be tax and all, but you don't have to give it.
The stipler in Simon Zion says pretty much what you're saying. The stipler says is a difference between Geneva and Mazik. A Ganiv, where the thing is still Be'en, he has to give back the thing. The item which he has is not his. He has to get it back. A Mazik doesn't have to give back the thing. The thing's not around. Even we spoke out earlier in the year, if it's replaceable, if it's fixable, you have to fix it. But if a Mazik steals something and eats it, he owes money now. He owes value. He owes shavius. So there's a difference between a ganav and a mazik. A ganav owes the thing if it's still around. A mazik only owes shavius of something. So Tosfos in the first Teretz is maida. The shavius of truma to the Israel is either nothing or it's slight. The value of truma to Israel. So if you mazik it in shavius, there's no machlokes. Everyone holds that you're potter. You're potter from paying it back. The whole machlokes, the tutorism of Tosfos, is only when it's be'en, when the thing itself is still there. A ganav has to return the thing itself. So Tosfos in the first Teretz holds, you have to return the thing itself. If a kohen steals Matnas Truma, he has to return it himself. Because in the second Teretz holds, no. Even if it's around, since it belongs to Shevet HaKohuna, that's a machlokes, the two terutzim. That's only a machlokes where it's be'en. Once it gets eaten or damaged, now it's a question of shavius. Shavius, well, you can't have to pay the Yisrael the whole shavius of the truma, because shavius of truma to Yisrael is minimal. It's almost nothing. That's how the stipler explains the first Teretz of Tosfos to answer from this kasha in the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't even ask as a kasha. Tosfos says that Isaac is potter, and it could be a god of Israel.
No.
That's what he says.
The kind he would give to the Tamakah. he doesn't take pheasants, but this is his truma.
That he could have done something with
but
it, I don't know.
Usually
gives
it to this kind.
Right, could cry. You could cry. It would be such a case while the place is home. I don't know. I don't think a Makive Kun has a tree on some on different kind of cakes. Not more than a grammar. It's not his yet, for the right thing. Okay. One more Nakuda before we go on. The case of Bukhar, Safik Bukhar. We had a very shver kasha last week. Rashi says Safik Bukhar is a case of Shasak al Basai Tzalah. So I mentioned the Pnei Shulis kasha that by Safik Bukhar, what Shayach Shasak al Basai Tzalah? Nobody knows if it's a Bukhar or not. Not the Tadeya, not the Nitva, not the Kayin, not the Israel. They don't know if it's a Bukhar. It's a legitimate Safik Bukhar. So Rashi says, is talking that the Kayin grabbed it, and Yisrael was Shasak al Basai Tzalah. So we had this kasha, what shayach the whole union of Shasak al-Basai Tzalach? So if they're thinking about it, and looking at the Pnei Yeshua, where's the kasha, it says the Teretz. The way I would understand, it could be that really this is the aside that the Pnei Yeshua is saying, is this, that grabbing, there are times where grabbing helps, there are times where tefisa helps. But if you're typhus, and at the time you grab, the other person is screaming, b'shas your typhus, that's not called tefisa. That's a ma'asek ha'eiva. In din, it has no kaya. If you grab in front of Bezdin or in front of Eidim, and when you're grabbing it, the other person is screaming, tzedeach, don't grab it, that tefisa you can't gain from. That doesn't work that way. You can't grab something in Bezdin and just take it and then say I took it. You from the tefisa itself you don't get anything. So you can never have a case where a person's typhus and the other person's screaming and the typhus should gain from it. If it's in front of Adam, in front of Bezni, you can't gain from it. It has to be a case of Shasak Lovasai Tzavah that Mishasi grabbed the person with Shaisik. So therefore the grabbing at least was able to wife to make it that I'm the one who's the mukzik. What you gain from that we'll have to see, but it had to be at least that there was a shtick in the beginning and not was, and not a tzavach in the beginning. I think that the most pushed way to learn, and we're going to learn that way. I have to tell you that not all Rishayim agree, because the Masechta Bava Basra on that phase, this is the focus of a Machlokes Rishayim. The grabbing, where right away when you grab the other person's tzavach, whether you can ever gain from it. But right away, Shaynim hold that you can't gain from it. If you grab something and the other person's screaming right away, right away, Shaynim hold that it doesn't help. And we're going to learn the sugi. It's complicated enough, according to, if we stick with the right away, Shaynim, it's enough complicated. So to try to do more, I don't think we have to. And we'll go with this assumption that grabbing, when a person says, hey, that can never give you a kaya. And it could be that that's really what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, although Pnei Yeshua says it a little more explanation, but that's really the Yisayin Hadvar. Now, what we did so far is we learned the three cases, and we learned Rafam Luna. Rafam Luna says, by Tokfa Kayin, a mitzi in the yada, we don't take from him. And Rafam Luna said that therefore it's also the Giza Vavayda. Because your tekifa helps, that's why it's also begiza v'avayda. And therefore by besusa too. Since by besusa grabbing helps, there's a case of called the olam gavar, besusa grabbing helps. So there too, grabbing helps, and the mela, it should be havdinei hegdish, even if you don't grab it, since you could grab it, so therefore it should be havdinei hegdish, even if you can't grab it. That's the way we're learning the dinyan of the two cases. We have a slight problem with it, as I mentioned last week. Well, there's a slight problem, there are problems with it. But this is the way Shimon learns up the dinyan. And for now, we're going to learn the next line of the Gemara using that, and then we'll see if we can make it a little more clearer. I'm not sure sometimes more explanation makes it clearer or more complicated. I just have to tell you, the sugya of Tukbikayim is hard, because what you like to do is, let's say, learn a Shimon. He left something hanging. So you learn a Pnei Yeshua and it fills in the gap. They learn Rav Naftali and it fills in the gap, and from the two you get it clear. The problem with the sugya of Tatrei Kayin is that it seems every Mefarish has his own Mahalach in the sugya. So if you learn it from Yeshua and you want to use it to help with Rav Shimon, it doesn't totally fit because Yeshua didn't learn the sugya like Rav Shimon. So you can take a piece of it and try to put it together. That's what makes the sugya very hard. So let's learn the next piece of Gemara, and we'll learn it the way that Yeshua learns it. And if it fits totally Rav Shimon and it doesn't fit, it's not an open stira. The question is only to make some Shimon better. Let's see. Let's learn the next line. Amalei Rav. Kedushas Bechar Kavrit. Rachamunah, what are you talking about? You're trying to prove Yisusa from Kedushas Bechar. And you had your shtickle tire that the Kedusha of the mag, of the suffix of its hegdish is totally whether it's to say to be so or not. You can't say that. So Rabba Kedushas Bechar Kamen Laimayim Allah Tafay Kayim Itzin Aysa Miyadah. Now Rabba is saying two things. First of all, I argue with you, I hold Tafay Kayim Itzin Aysa Miyadah. He has no Skusay Tfisa. He has no Skusay Tfisa, why should it be Asr? Rafilahachi Asr Begizah Bavayda, the Kedusha Abba Me'aleh Hashani. Kedusha Hava Me'aleha is different than Kedusha which comes because a person's magdishit. If Kedusha comes because someone's magdishit, so you can start clarifying what schusim does he have. Does he have schusay tfisa? Doesn't he have? And it's totally in that he can be magdishit. But Kedusha Hava Me'aleha, Rabbi is saying, that's a regular suffix that Rasa L'chumra. Kedusha Hava Me'aleha is not totally in the people. It's not totally in the Kayin. It's not totally in the Yisrael. It's not totally in who has it in his hands. That's a case of Safik Deraisa. It's a Safik Deraisa. From Shamayim, Wadine Bechar Chal on this animal. That's the Safik. Kedusha Abomei Aleh Hashan. Rabbi is saying that this thing is very mistaber. He said even if the Kayin would have it, even if the Kayin has an animal that's a Safik Bechar, it's also because of Abayda. Because it's a Safik Deraisa from it. So it has nothing to do with someone else grabbing it, even if you're a Kayin. And you have a Safik Bechar born to you. If I have to clear, is it also because of Avayda? Even though there's no clear who gets it. I'm a Kayan, I said to keep it. Well, what happens now to the Bechar? Is it also because of Avayda? So we have, it's a Safik Deraisa L'chumra. So Zot Rabba has nothing to do with the Schusei Mammon. Rabba Muna said it has to do with Schusei Mammon. And Rabba comes, and again, Rabba's saying two things. First of all, he's saying that I hold Tafa Kayim and Tzina, I see the other. That the Kayin has no right to grab. And then secondly, he's saying that this Gemara is a regular case of Safi Deraisa L'chumra, and Kedusha Bami Aleh Hashani has no shachas to the previous sugya, and Rabbi says you can't be Pashim Mesusa from here. Why does Rabbi Muna answer to this? Oh, Rabbi's saying something that's very misfavored. Rabbi's saying this is a Safi Deraisa L'chumra. This is a case of Kedusha Bami Aleh. It's not a case of the question, do I have a kayak to be magdishit? It's a regular case of Safi Deraisa. Well, what is Rav Amnon answer? We need a mahalach to understand, because Rabbi sounds like he makes so much sense. Kedusha Bami Aleh Hashani. So therefore, right, we have to try to work out here is what is Rav Amnona hold. Memela will understand the machloek is Rav Amnona and Rabba. Anyway, how do you get around Safi Deraisa L'chumra? What exceptions are there to Safi? There are so few exceptions to Safi Deraisa L'chumra. What exception is there to Safi Deraisa L'chumra? The exceptions were in Eid Echad says Eid is, so we believe in by Yisroel, but there's no Eid is here. So we have to find some sort of exception to something by Rais L'chumra in order to be able to work with this, no? We could find, if we would have an encyclopedia, look up something by Rais L'chumra and see exceptions, then we would try to go through all the exceptions and say, oh, this is what Rav Amnona meant, or this is what he meant. But there are very few exceptions. Exception that the Bnei Yeshua puts into Rav Amnona, which is Gebayit, the Derech Hakdama, on the Kutchus HaSpeikis that we spoke out earlier in the year. So let's review briefly the Kuntres HaSfakis. It was in the first chelik of Kuntres HaSfakis, I say. And the Kuntres HaSfakis there pointed to Pnei Yeshua, that's up Pnei Yeshua. The Kuntres HaSfakis declared the Shaila, nothing to do with, right now nothing to do with this. Declared. We have a rule in Dinei Maimonides that the Muchzik wins. When you're Sfakis, the Muchzik wins. If there is no Muchzik, nobody is holding it, then it goes to the Marikam. It goes to the last known Maimon. So that if you have Edis that someone's a Marikam on something, and you have a suffix now to whom to give it to. So you give it to the last known Mare Kamen. Right? So we spoke about this many times, that if you would have a contradiction, two people fighting over something, one's a Muslim, one's holding it, and the other one brings Aiden that he bought it yesterday, someone else is holding my jacket, he says it's his. I bring witnesses that exact jacket, there's a simon on it, with that exact jacket, they can say, hey, this, I bought it in the store yesterday, or an hour ago. And the Muzik says, you sold it to me, you gave it to me. The Muzik wins. As long as he doesn't contradict the Aiden. He wins. Because Mari Kama against Muzik, Muzik always wins. I might say, well, very all of a rye of your Muzik, but a kind of, so then you win. The rule of Muzik is very easy. The Gemara says it's a Svarahu, that the Muzik is myself of Araya, my Dekor of Laikiva, Azul of Ayasya, the Gemara has an expression, that the person who has it, he keeps it until the other person proves it. The query is, if there's no Muzik, the Marikamo wins. Meaning, that again, we're fighting over a jacket, but the jacket is, it's in the closet, it's in the public closet, there's a jacket in the closet, and two people come in, one says it's mine, I bought it for them. The other one says, it's mine, I never sold it. And I've aided that I owned it yesterday. So then the Marikama wins. When the object is out, is not being held by anybody, if someone could prove that he owned it at some point, the Marikama wins. The question of the snake is clear. Why does the Marikama win? What's the lumpus? So there are two ways of understanding Marikama. One way is, anybody? Why should a Mari Kama win? Finally yesterday, and today it's out in the parking place outside. So why should a Mari Kama win? So we have two ways to learn. Either, the first way is, it's just another type of Hamleitzi Mechaveira, of a Raya, it's a Cheskes Mamen. So maybe a Cheskes Mamen. I'm the owner, I'm the last known owner. So I win for the same reason that I owned it yesterday, and Cheskes Mamen is that it's mine. Regular Cheskes Mamen is that. None of our dice. It's like every Maitreya Chaver of Araya. I'm not proving it's mine, but if you want it, you have to prove it. I'm the one who has it. The second way the Kuntres HaSfakis wanted to learn is a bigger Chiddush. But it's a Chazaka de Meikara. Chazaka de Meikara, we learn out of Gzeres HaKasu, that if something is a certain way, we assume it's that way all along. Chazaka de Meikara means, like we had the case of a woman who was born a Besula, and she became Ois Besula. The Cheskes HaGuf says she was a Besula as late as possible, and she became a Besula later. You don't know if it happened early or later. We'll talk about that. Everything's right. It's only the sentence. Okay, we'll get there. The rule of Cheskes HaGuf is that there's an assumption that if something is a certain way, it stayed the same way. Because of Cheskes HaGuf, I think we had in Perek HaZayrik, we had if you throw a get, Safikar of Lai, Safikar of Lai. So we leave her the Cheskes Eishesish. She was an Eishesish. You assume it didn't change. You have Sfakis. She remains what she was last thing we know. That's it. It's Gzeres HaKasuv. That's the way we deal with Sfakis. According to this, it's a Xeris HaKasa Din Va'adai. Cheskes HaGof is a Din Va'adai. We say, you know, it's not for sure that Metzius is that way. It's a Xeris HaKasa. That the Chazaka paskins us. That's Cheskes HaGof. What's a Nafgamina between, if it's Cheskes Momin that makes Lari Kama win, or Cheskes HaGof? We said a Nafgamina would be Legabe Isurim. If Lari Kama ever is a Nafgamina Legabe Isurim also, could that paskin ice Legabe Isurim? Let's see. If it's a Cheskes Momin doesn't pass any Surah. Cheskes Momin has nothing to do with Surah. It's a Din of Momin Olam. But She'en Kein, if it's Cheskes HaGuf, it's a Xeris HaKosov, that things didn't change. It's a Cheskes HaGuf, that always passed in his Din of Momin. And the Rabbah. They always passed in his Din of Yisrael. And the Rabbah. The home of Kar is from a Mitzairah. The Tzaras, you assume that whatever the Tzaras is today, it stayed the same until you see a change. Someone wakes up in the morning, his Tzaras went away, so we assume a minute before he woke up that he was still a Mitzairah. If he touched something, then he was still a Mitzairah. Everything, the Cheskes HaGuf, Paskin Zayis Dina Yisr, all the time. Rishiyabubula or Basula? Taisuk Suda says, let the Cheskes HaGuf Paskin, she was a psula as light as possible, and then she was nibble and tachas baila, and well, she'll be also to her husband. And his Cheskes HaGuf is coming to Paskin Ice, that things didn't change. Oh, 1 second. So if we'll have a case, a Mari Kama, that'll Paskin Ice Isser, we'll be not giving it. A case that the Kunchus HaSfek is bought, is a case where a person was magdish all of his behaviors. He said, I'm magdish all of my behaviors. And he owned a kui. A kui is an animal which is suffic behemah, suffic chayah. He owned an animal that was suffic behemah, suffic chayah. So the question is that behemah hegdish or not? And it's suffic yisr. Is a kui a behemah, then it's hegdish. Is a kui a chayah, then it's not. There, the Cheskes Mare Kama, Paskins Ice, that Cheskes Mare Kama Paskins, that since it was mine yesterday, and now it's Magdish it, Hegdish wants it, since it was mine before, the Cheskes Mare Kama says it stays mine, it doesn't go over to Hegdish. It stays mine. It's an Afkamina Legabi Yisurim. It's like the Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua says, we see from the case of Koi, that even though it's a Suffolk Isser, a Cheskes Mare Kama Kapaskin Ois Suffolk Isserim. That if I am the Mare Kama on something, and that Paskin is that it doesn't change hands from me to Hegdish, Hegdish wants it, I have it, and I say, I wasn't Magdish it, I was only Magdish Behemoth, I wasn't Magdish it. The halacha is, that if life's not Hegdish, Pnei Yeshua learns. Because the Pnei Yeshua Shita is, like the second Mahalach, that Mare Kama works, B'tai Ras Cheskes HaGuf, V'chazok in the Meikara. That it works, not as Dinei Mamin, it works as the regular Chazok of Kol HaTorah Kula, Chazok in the Meikara stayed the same way. Memeila, Zok to Pnei Yeshua, the Paskin Zayis Dinei Yisurim. When the Pnei Yeshua holds that way, if you look at the Pnei Yeshua and Asugya, he says it for a Pashtus. He doesn't even mention the case of Kui till the middle of his piece, Derech Agav. Because the Pnei Yeshua names up a Pashtus, that Mare Kama wins because of Chazak de Meikara, and the Mela, the Kapaskanai's Dine Yisurim as well. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Yisai, which is Asfakis, is Mesupik. He says the Raya from Kui is not a Raya, could be Pshatir is different. He says it could be by Koi, the reason it's not Hegdish is we shots off the das of the Magdish. Because your second, remember he had a svara that why tak is the Koi not Hegdish. So he had a svara that's not the derech of people when they're Magdish things. Nobody wants to be Magdish Sfeikus. you're magdish, you're being generous. You don't owe anyone anything. You're being generous, you're giving hegdish a gift. Nobody wants to get in and have headaches. You give someone a matana, you don't have headaches. So your stake is, the umdina is that you don't want to be magdish the koi. Because who wants to start with stakes about a koi? So it's an umdina that when you magdish behemoth, you only mean vadei behemoth. That's how the conscience of psychists learned the case of koi. But we're learning now that Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua didn't learn that. Pnei Yeshua learns that a cheskes marikama could l'maisa decide the neisim. That's the side of Pnei Yeshua, the cloud of the consciousness. Now that you should have klar. That's something you should try to remember. The question of psychis is klar, comes up very often. Getting back to our Gemara. Comes along Rabba. Rabba says, what are you talking about? Kedusha Bameleha Shani. This is the case of Kedusha Bameleha. Safik Bechar is a Safik Dairaisa. So the Raisa Lachum is not Pashit that it's Aser. So what does Rav Hamnuna say to that? Rav Hamnuna says, is every case of Safik Dairaisa Lachum, is every Safik Dairaisa Lachum? No, I have an exception. So what's the exception? The Safik Dairaisa Lachum. Exception is when the Cheskes Marikama says it's not Hegdish. So Zot to Pnei Yeshua. What is the need on here? Rav Hamnuna says, oh, it's not a case of Kedusha Bameleha Shani. This is a case of Safik Dairaisa Lachum. But 1 minute, does Marikama pass an ice? If someone has a Cheskes Marikama here by Safik Bechar, that should pass an ice. Now, does anybody have a Chazaka? A Cheskes Marikama? Before we plug it into Rav Hamnuna, what do you say in Svara? Is there any Marikama on a Safik Bechar? You have a cow. And the cow had a miscarriage a year ago. And it's a suffix if that miscarriage has a big petereth. So right now, the cow gave birth. This baby calf is a suffix bechar. Suffix, is it mine or is it the kayans? Is there any marikama on this calf? Huh? Is there a marikama on the calf? Think about it. Think about it, we're really talking a lot about this. Is there a marikama on a baby suffix for her?
No.
I don't know. The minute it was born, it was very little suffix. Or?
You need the din of the heart to make it not in Yisrael. If it wouldn't be for the suffix, it would be the daddy who's in Yisrael.
Now, but what happens is the first second it was born with the suffix. So then there should be no cheskes marikama.
The whole suffix is it was mighty from his mishus. It should be his mishus. You mean his suffix is being mighty from his mishus. If you mean you're being mighty, the stomach, not the din of.
You're not answering the question. The question is, does this animal have a marikama on it? You're telling me it's not the Israel. It comes from the Israel, so it should be. Right, I can answer you. Something that comes from Israel that's in the car is not. So it's not a right. An issue is Svara. Well, what are two tzadim? One side is there's no marikama. The first second it's born, with its suffix. What's the other side? What?
You're
on the mother, but the shah is not on the mother. The shah is on the calf. Other side is a din by Bechar that a Bechar is only Kadosh pet the Rechem when it comes out of the Rechem. Calls a man it's in the mother's womb, it's not, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechar. If it's in the mother's womb, it does not have any Kedushas Bechar. It will be delivered by cesarean, it won't be a Bechar. A cesarean, you all know, even by a human being, a baby is born cesarean, there's no opinion of that. Because you need pet the Rechem. he's a Bechar, but not a Bechar for Pidyon HaBen. He's no Mr. Pidyon HaBen, he's a Bechar for Yerusha. But he's not a Bechar, he's a Bechar for things that are not totally in Peterechem. But things that were said in Peterechem, he's not a Bechar by Sisera. In by Yerusha, the Gemara, I think, has a Machlokes like this in Yishrael. But by Pidyon HaBen, we pass him that he doesn't have a Din Bechar for Pidyon HaBen. So now, we're going to put this aside just for a few minutes. I'll still have to come back to the question of Mei Imai. The other side is that the Mei Imai, the owner was a Marikam. Or you could say, no, as soon as it's born. It's born without a Marikam.
Well, you could say,
even
the Mei Imai, it's a Kayin, it belongs to the
Kayin,
if it comes out
this way. Okay, we'll talk about Mei Imai. But I just want to put it aside for a minute. Ruzakta Pnei Yeshua. What's Pshat and Rabbi Amnuna? Says Rabbi Amnuna holds Takvay Kayin Ein Moitzi and Isa Biyada. Because Rabbi Amnuna holds that there's no Mari Kama. There is no Mari Kama on this. And since Takvay Kayin Ein Moitzi and Isa Biyada, because there is no Mari Kama, so that's why it's also the Giza Bavai. Why is it also the Giza Bavaida? If there would be a Marikama, there would be a Marikama, it wouldn't be also the Giza Bavaida. Not like Rabba. Rabba says, Safed Rais Lachogra. Rabba Muna says, what are you talking about? Is that true? If there would be a Marikama, the Marikama would override the Safed Rais. The Marikama is Yisrael, would be Ice Kaddai. Tafai Kayin A might see an Ice Miyada. You know why? Over here, it's also the Giza Avaida. Why is it also the Giza Avaida? There is no Marikama. Yisrael doesn't have a Din Marikama. And since the Yisrael doesn't have a Din Marikama, that's why the Kayin has Chusei Tvisa. And since the Kayin has Chusei Tvisa, there's no Marikama. That's why the Kayin has a right to grab it. And like we spoke out Thursday, the whole Rav Avnona is, whenever you have Chusei Tvisa, that brings the Yisurim to Michal. If you have Skosei Tfisa, that brings the Yisurim of Bechar, or the Yisurim of Mesusa, or the Yisurim of Shnei Rezavit Halas. That's Rav Amnuna's whole Shita. Rav Amnuna's Shita is that whatever you have a right to grab, that brings the Yisurim. So Zok Rav Amnuna, very geschmack, that because there's no Marikama, therefore two things are true. Therefore, Tafekai Eimaitzi and Isim Yadei, which is Rav Amnuna's Shita, and therefore, it's also the Giza Avaida. And that's Rav Amnuna's whole Shita, that the Issagaya of the Giza Avaida is born from the fact that you have a right to grab it. Now, what makes this Pnei Yeshua very important is that he brings a Tshuva Sarajba. And I told you, there are a lot of Achrayim on the Sugya. But he brings from a Tshuva Sarajba who says those words. The Rajba says the words, Talk Vaykayin Eim Vaytziyin Eisim Yadai, because there's no Marikama. That's the reason, because there's no Marikama. Which means we have from a Rashba this idea that Rav Amnuna's whole sheet is gebait, that there is no Marikama, a baby is born from the first minute of Safik, first second is born, it's a Safik, there is no Marikama, and that's why two things. The two Rabba arguing two things that both result that there's no Marikama. Since there's no Marikama, first thing Rav Amnuna says Tafekayin A might see in Isa Miyada, not like Rabba. Why Tafekayin A might see in there's no Marikama, so the Kayin grabs it, he can grab it. Number two, since there's no Marikama, why is it Asa Begiza Vavaida? You know why? There's no Marikama. It's Asa Begiza Vavaida. Since Tafakere Mitzirah Simiyadai must be, now why is it Asa Begiza Vavaida? Because of Skusei Tfisa, of the Kite. And Memeila, if the Tfisa is a good Tfisa, Tafakere Mitzirah Simiyadai, so therefore, it's a riot to the previous Gemaras. One second. If you'll say like Rabba, that Tafakere Mitzirah Simiyadai, that Tafakere Mitzirah, then it wouldn't be also the Giza Vavaida. Then you couldn't say Kedusha Bavel Hashani. Why? Because if Tafekai Metzian, that means what? Tuk the Kayim might see him, then what happened? Why do you take it away? Why does Yisrael get it? Because then there is a Marikam. You follow? If Tuk the Kayim might see less than the others, because there is a Marikam. If there is a Marikam, Rav Hamnuna time is, if there is a Marikam, so you can't say Safedarais Lachumra. Because in place with Yisrael's a Marikam, you can't say Dushan Bamla Yashani, there's a Marikam. So the Marikam overrides Safedarais Lachumra. I know what you're going to ask, one second. You follow the Cheshbin. I just want sort of to sum it up, make it clear. Before we started with this today, Yeshua, Rabba was Pashit. Rabba said, the eyes that also begins our body, that's a regular case. It's not the eyes of the Chumra. What we're doing now is we're saying, no, we understand Rav Hamnuna. The whole Rav Hamnuna is goodbye. Kedusha Bavol, it can't, if you all talk like Chayim Metzian, it can't be that it's us outside of the eyes of the Chumra. It can't go with Rabba. Because if Tuk Vakayim might see an Isa Miyadeh, means there's a Marikama. And when there's a Marikama, the whole rule of Kedusha Bamala Ashani, this doesn't hold true. So the Rashi Lachum, it just doesn't hold true. The main one must be that it's Rafa, Mela Rafa Nuna, time is not Tuk Vakayim, he might see it. It must be, if it's Mitzian, then the animal wouldn't be asked to be Zababai. Must be Tuk Vakayim, he might see it. Tafahe might see it means there's no Marikam. No Marikam. And the Cheshbon falls off. Now it's also because of Abai. Now, that's this Cheshbon, the way the Pnei Yeshua spells it out. Now, it's true, and I think this is what you were going to ask, that once, and this is going to confuse you, put it aside for a minute, but once Rav Hamnuna establishes, I must be right, Tafahe might see it. I said Niyada. There is no Marikama. It's true that once you say there's no Marikama, they can really say something to Rasta Chumra anyway. You could say, once there's no Marikama, so you could say, you could Takataina, that should be something to Rasta Chumra. Once there's no Marikama. In other words, once Rav Hamnuna makes his point that Rabba is wrong, according to him, then the Taina, Kedusha Maramala, should come back. The way Rabba presents it, it's incorrect. That's how the issue is explained. Now, it's true that once Rabba is incorrect, you still have to work out Rav Hamnuna. So there should still be a tie of Kedusha Bava Lashan, which is a tie that has to be worked out in Rav Hamnuna. But in the machlokes between Rav Hamnuna and Rabba, this is the point that Rav Hamnuna is harping on. The point is this one point. Okay, this gets straight. Rav Hamnuna says that this is a case Tuk Vakayim Ein Mitzian because there is no Marikama on this animal, and since there's no Marikama, therefore Zok Rav Hamnuna, I hold strongly that Tuk Vakayim Ein Mitzian. And the Mela, the Issa Gizav Avayda, if Tuk Vakayim Ein Mitzian, so it's Pashut, it's also the Gizav Avayda, because Tuk Vakayim Ein Mitzian, anytime a person has to say Tfisa, it's also the Gizav Avayda. That's Rav Hamnuna's explanation. And that Nakuda, it has to be clear, or else there's no, otherwise Rav Hamnuna has no verita. Now we still have to figure out how does Rabba, every time, we understood Rabba, now we understand Rav Hamnuna. So we have to go back to Rabba. You have to work things out. But this Nakuda, you should try to have clear. Now, one thing is left hanging with the Pnei Yeshua. Pretty much everyone goes with the basic approach of the Pnei Yeshua. All the later Rosh Hashivas that write on this, the Shmeitzer, and the Rebbe Tori as a Shnickel, and the Chanan, they all work basically with this Pnei Yeshua. Because Pnei Yeshua has a Rashba. So pretty much, this is the way to work out the Sugya. What's left hanging is the question, why don't we say, when the baby was in the mother's womb, the Marikama was the Yisrael? Rav Hamnuna is saying there was no Marikam. Now, the question comes, a general question. Is that so? Is it so when the baby calf is in the mother's womb, the Yisrael is the Marikama, there is a Marikama, Yisrael's Amari Kama. What do you say to that? What? Suffolk.
If it's going to be born or not.
That makes it even, if it's a suffolk, it's always a suffolk. Will it be born or will it be, let's say, miscarried or let's say, a cesarean? So that should make it even more. You're giving craft to Yisrael. It should make it even more Becheskes Yisrael. Because right now it's an over. It's Becheskes Yisrael. So what? But when it was in the mother's womb, it was Becheskes Yisrael. He was the Marika.
Yeah.
We're going to say it might not have been born. So it might not have been born. It's even more.
That something is not.
But why am I not the Bari Kama? The less likely it is to be born, the more the Yisrael has to fight on it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be that Ubiyar. If you hold Ubiyar, so it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Right. The Schmeitzer goes with this approach. It's really also what you were saying. You didn't say the key words, but it's the same idea.
We don't say, what do you mean? The seed is there. It's going to come from the seed. So it's there. It's not there. A baby in the mother's womb, even though if you take a sonogram, you see it. It's real. But because the man is not born, it's boy called Alma. And it doesn't have a chazakah of the Beikar. That's how the Schmeitzer explains this. But Naftali explains in line what someone else said earlier. There's a concept of Chazaka Hasuyul Ishtanas. Something which, no guarantee, but in Hasuyul Ishtanas, in a normal progression, it's going to change. But Naftali says that a Uber in the mother's womb is Hasuyul Ishtanas. Normally it gets born. And since the normal chazaka of the Marikama of the Yisrael, the Suyul Ishtanis, is going to end up being a Safikayim, so that's not called the Marikama. The Marikama never really had a chazaka. It was a chazaka which was a Suyul Ishtanis. That's what Raftali's approach. The whole Schneitzer on whether there's such a thing as chazaka Suyul Ishtanis or not. There's no Beferish or Gemara of chazaka Suyul Ishtanis. But so it's a debatable mahalach of Naftali's, but the Schweitzer's mahalach is this mahalach. Now, what does Rabba hold? Now, from Rina says there's no chazaka in the Nekara, there's no chazaka in the Kamer. What does Rabba hold? You have to get there. The Shef Schweitzer and Schweitzer Dalit Herik Hay has an explanation. It's not a hard, sometimes the Schweitzer are very hard to read. It's not a long Schmeitzer, it's not a hard Schmeitzer. I think everybody here is capable of making a laying on the Schmeitzer. You have to know the Schmeitzer Dalit Perek Hei. He alludes back what he talked about in the beginning of Schmeitzer Dalit. And he compares, we'll see why tomorrow, to a case in the beginning of Schmeitzer Dalit. I'll tell you the case. Anybody who was in Shir last year remembers this case. As soon as I start talking about it, what's the most memorable case in the Schweitzer, huh? That we had. Huh? This, in Schweitzer Dalit, Perek Hei, which I hope you'll make a laning on, he alludes back to the question which we had last year, the year before. Every time we talk about Chazakas, it comes back to the Schweitzer. The Schweitzer had a case of a Beis HaShchita, a butcher, who shechted 7 animals and was selling the meat, 1 animal at a time. He was cutting up steaks and selling them. And he had at the point sold, I don't remember the number, 2.5, let's say, animals. At that point he sold, let's say, 2.5, 2 animals he sold totally. And half of the third animal was in the middle of selling. Customers came in. So he had 2.5 animals sold, and let's say, there'll be 4.5 in the store. And then it went through the stomachs of the animal. All the stomachs were taken and thrown in one pile. And they found in the stomachs of one of the animals a trephus. The hole in the stomach, one of the 7 animals is trephus. Which one? You can't tell. The stomach of all animals looked the same. You can't tell which animal it came from. So it's a suffix. What's the din by a suffix? If somebody's in a butcher store, they shot 7 animals and got trapus in 1, what's the din? Is it din? Kol kavua kenat zamechidam. All the meat that's in the store is trapus. Because you don't go basarai in the place where the suffix starts. So all the meat that's in the butcher store is treif now. Because you don't go basarai, you say kol kavua kenat zamechidam. It's all suffix that rises. It's all. What about the meat that was sold? The meat that was sold, called the parish meruba parish. Whoever bought meat could say it came from Raiv, 6 were kosher, 1 was treif, called the parish meruba parish. So what was the whole tumul of the Shmaitza? It's an easy psak. The tumul was this. You have this one animal, half of it was sold, and half of it is still in the butcher's store. On the half that was sold, they ask you a shayla, you say you're allowed to eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? The Torah says, Raiv paskins, that the stomach of this animal was not the treifa stomach. Raiv paskins does. The other half of the animal that's in the butcher store was saying it is treif. Why? Kol kavua tells us that we have to be chayshish, that what was in the stomach of this animal was treif. Now the two halves of the animal had the same stomach. And the question then became, how should we pass to such a din? So it became a machloikis. There's those who said, well, call the parish, move the parish, pass the zayis into mutter, so the half of the store is also mutter. And the prechadash disagreed, very strong with shyness. He said, anybody pass this that way, his lashon, I think, was any day of the yamin or the smola, the whole consists of the hetter. He disagreed. This was the trouble that we had. What does this have to do with this Gemara? If I figure out what has to do with this Gemara. So Mitz Hashem, so you'll learn the Shmaitza, and you'll see, it's very Shmaitza, and how it's possible.